Meet the Oscars in an interactive exhibit in the heart of New York City featuring dozens of Oscars, including two awarded to Hollywood legends, Clark Gable and Bette Davis. Others are and will be handed out to future winners. Each Oscar is handmade and is covered with a mixture of copper, nickel, silver, and gold. All of these facts are presented at the Meet the Oscars exhibit by Hollywood writer Robert Osborne, author of the book 75 Years of Oscars. Osborne says as the night draws near, the tension in Hollywood is building.
To strike a match in any restaurant and it would explode because there's all this tension going on because the buildup is enormous and the focus is so enormous and everybody's wondering who's going to win and all that.
Osborne is not about to make predictions about this year's winners. One thing he is sure of, whoever receives an Oscar will have won fair and square.
There's never been a scandal connected to the Academy. Nobody's ever been accused of buying an Oscar.
In the past, a few winners have used their moment in the spotlight to make political statements. Osborne believes Oscar night is not the time or place for such things.
You're not in a serious frame of mind. That's not a time when you're having a discussion about politics or what the government is doing and shouldn't be doing or whatever. And it falls on deaf ears.
Few will leave Sunday's ceremony with an Oscar, but here at the Meet the Oscars exhibit, visitors are given a chance to pose with a real Oscar and for a moment live a Hollywood dream.
I thank you so very much.
For the real stars, that opportunity could come on Sunday night. For producer Michael Gutkin, Jeff Swikord, VOA News.
Wangwang 英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。